Let me also address some of the other issues raised by a number of other delegations with regards to the ratification of the core human rights treaties. For instance, we noted the distinguished delegation of Honduras commented on the proposal for us to, or recommendation for us to consider acceding to the Rome Statute. And also Ghana, the distinguished delegation of Ghana has also recommended for us to look at the ratification of the Convention Against Torture, as well as the optional protocol, or the protocol on the CRPD and the optional protocol for CEDAW. On the, as I said earlier, on the Convention Against Torture, we are in the process of ratifying it. We intend to soon conclude the domestic process, and the commitment and intention is there for us to subscribe to it once our domestic processes are completed. On the recommendation on the Rome Statute, this will be considered on its own merits by the Papua New Guinea in the context of the national system and arrangements we have in the context of other existing domestic laws. With regard to the optional protocol for CEDAW, and that's, and also on the CRPD, and these are issues that certainly the government of Papua New Guinea going forward will be interested to consider. One of the challenges that I should note here when dealing with ratification of core human rights issues is that it entails the obligation to report on all of them. And the reporting burden is one that many developing countries, including my own, continue to face. And that is why there have been calls for us to improve our level of reporting on core human rights issues. But the real challenge that I have mentioned is the need for us to also build our capacity and to have the resources necessary to be able to fulfill the reporting requirements. That doesn't mean that we are not committed to undertaking those international commitments and obligations. We are committed to them. It's a matter of having to prioritize resources and also have the level of capacity, both at the institutional level and at the human resource level, to be able to do those in a timely and strategic way. Let me also note here that the